with you with us on the Good Day program, our fitness guru, guru to the, not to the stars, but to people who really need it. I suppose she might like to be the fitness guru to the stars, but at any rate, 7 after the hour brings us around to, on Tuesdays, a focus on fitness, health, the well-being. How much do women spend? I want all of the three of you, Roberta, Jennifer, and Andrea, to tell me how much you spend every month on cosmetics. I'll start with you, Andrea. How much do you spend buying cosmetic products every month?
A month? Not that much.
Well, I'm asking the question so you take sort of stock in it. You spend $100, spend $200,
$100 or less.
$100 or less. All right, yeah. Jennifer?
I would guess
$150. Wow. $150.
That's
all right.
A budgetary expense.
Between $100 and $150. Well, when I'm counting cosmetic items, I'm counting toothpaste, shampoo, body wash, lotion,
what
makeup.
Okay. Cosmetics I would consider to be anything that would improve your looks, at least according to you.
What about vitamins? Is that cosmetic or is that...
No. Well, I don't know.
What about Botox?
Stretch it. Botox would probably fit. Yes. Probably fit right in there, Roberta. Yes, exactly. All right. So the reason I ask you the question is because I want to sort of cycle back to how much you spend to take care of your fitness needs. How much time and how much effort.
$72 a month.
And how much money... You spend $72 on a gym membership?
That's my gym membership.
Yeah, $100 a month for me.
$100 for Rich. Well, I wasn't so worried about you, Richie, but I'm interested in... Well, Andrea doesn't spend anything because that's how she makes her living. Roberta, how much do you spend on fitness and fitness-related activities and information and whatever? What would you say?
Fitness?
Yeah.
You mean like Pilates classes and massages?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
And
yes.
Stuff like that?
Yes.
Probably, $250 a month?
$250 a month.
If we're counting massages, then you've got to add another $60 in for me. So that's
all right, so Andrea, ought we to count massages? Is that a healthful exercise?
Yes.
Yeah, would be included.
Definitely.
In this. All right, so the reason that I made this... I decided to make this a priority because I want people to understand or kind of think through what their priorities are. Is your priority to spend money on cosmetics to make you look good, or should your priority be spending money on your body to make you actually look good, feel good, and be good? Because cosmetics cover things up, whereas if you're out there exercising and you're at it and you're on it, then you really have the basis for true health, and that, I think, lends itself to true beauty. How's my theory? Anybody else want to jump in on that, Andrea?
I agree. I think you forgot to ask how much money people spend on junk food and dining out and unhealthy habits compared to the stuff that's good. I mean, because that really does come from the inside out then. What you put into your body shows on the outside, and there really is a disproportionate amount of spending that way. I agree.
Yeah. Now, how much of this money, if we're going to, let's stay with this or focus on this for a second. As I was falling off to sleep last night, I was, attacked or approached again by yet another feature-length infomercial on television and yet another product that will get your body into the most amazing shape, Powerball or X-Ball or X-Factor or, I don't know, Y-Factor, whatever these pump-up things are. And frankly, if I could do what these guys do to their body in the amount of time that they do it, I'm all for it. I'm ready because I want to look like that. And not that I don't. I have a beautiful body. But you, why are you laughing? What's the point?
You were to tell us that.
What? Excuse me?
Oh, and by the way,
what you don't realize is that that's a turnoff to women, Doug.
What, that I have a beautiful body?
When somebody says, I have a beautiful body, I don't know, I just kind of threw up a little in my mouth. Maybe
really?
I'm alone, Andrea.
Yeah, I did too.
He's got a nice butt.
Yeah, right.
Hold on, I'm making
that's
a note for myself.
It while walking it.
Yeah, so I do all of those things that you suggest there, Miss Metcalf. All right, so what is the appropriate way? I'm not really being facetious here because I really am asking these questions because I want people to think about what they're spending for various things. And as Andrea points out, well, it is foolish. It's folly to be spending money on things that sort of cover up the problems that you have. If you're exercising and you're in good shape, then it will show that look that women have, I think, more than men. I'm looking at women anyway, not looking at the men, is really, it's kind of exciting, right? When you see somebody who's in great shape and they don't have to cover up, they don't feel like they have to wear mascara and they don't have to wear eyeliner and they don't have to do things to flush up their face because they just have that natural, healthy look. Maybe I'm the only one who thinks that's a healthy and wonderful look.
My natural, healthy look costs $150 a month.
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah. So how do people decide, though, Andrea, seriously, if you see these ads on television and you decide, yeah, I'm going to do the X Factor or Insanity or whatever, are any of them any good?
Yeah, I mean, they're, you know, fitness is what fitness does. Whatever you really like doing is what you should be doing. And if a video or an infomercial inspires you to get moving, that's all I care about. I just care that you start moving every day. And care enough about yourself that you either walk, you stretch, you do some kind of strength training, boxing. You know, don't go around hitting everybody. But I think that you just have to find what you really like to do and is fun. And dancing is great. I love to turn on the radio and just start moving. And
my wife, back in her Latina dancing days, woo, doggy. It's unbelievable. The Latin community, that is their main source of exercise, is dancing.
Do you know how what a turn off that is to women when you talk like that?
I didn't turn my wife off, and that's the only one I really care about.
Turn off? That's a turn on. What
When you say my wife, ooh, Lottie, that's
no, that's awesome. Because you think his wife is hot.
I'll dial up my wife right now and tell her that I think how hot she is and how hot she was.
No, actually, you have to say how hot she was.
Yeah,
because you said when she used to.
But she will tell you. I need to go dance more because that is when I was really in my best shape.
Yeah. Well, but that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the optimum here.
At least I didn't say my body is beautiful.
We all have to like. Oh, stop it, would you please? We all have to like.
I'm getting a good workout.
Right. That's the LSD part of the portion. Laughing, singing, and dancing.
Hey, Andrea.
A lot of that.
Doug and I were standing out in front of my office building the other day, and there's this new workout place that opened up in the building right next to me here, and it's called CrossFit. And there's no machines anywhere in the place. There's just rings and bars all hanging from the ceiling.
But there are other things. I thought that. Did you think that girl was hot? Did you look at her carefully?
She had a very good body. She was obviously very fit because some of the things she was doing.
As we
from
were
the
leaving, she had a barbell and had 50 pounds on each side, so it had to weigh 125 pounds. And she was doing Olympic presses over her head and sort of moving her legs. I don't know what they call that, Andrea Wynn.
It was like a clean jerk.
Right. Well, it was a clean jerk
from the shoulders up.
She would move, she would jump, she would move, or she'd be on her left foot with her right foot behind her, and then she'd change it so the right foot was front and left was behind her. Is that part of the new CrossFit craze? I mean, there's certainly something very desirable about a woman that's doing that. At least in my book, there is.
Yeah, CrossFit is, they just got picked up by Reebok, and they're a form of training, bodyweight training. That's got a lot of cross training, why it's called CrossFit. It's not for everyone because it is highly athletic. You definitely have to be in shape, although they'll tell you you don't to go there. It's just that when you go there and you're not in shape, you can't do everything everybody else does. You may not want to go back.
Yeah, so then tell you something.
I'd do it, and Richie wouldn't be able to do it. I'd be a candidate for it, but Richie probably wouldn't.
Whatever. I'm working on my second degree black belt. I'll still kick you.
Thanks. I have a brown belt, and I wore it with my pants yesterday. It was extraordinarily helpful.
So, but you're right, Andrea, because most of the things that I see these people in doing, they're hanging from their arms, and they're doing crunches and from these rings and everything. It looks very difficult.
Yeah, well, they are. I mean, and they're very athletic and circus and gymnast. You know, you've never really seen an overweight gymnast.
No.
And it can be a lot of fun. I mean, I think the programs for those that are capable is a lot of fun. And eventually you could get into shape if you wanted to do that. But that is not a beginner type program.
Yeah.
And
no.
All I can see right now is two of you standing outside the windows with your jaws open.
That was about it, yeah.
I know, curving out a little.
And she was, by the way, enjoying the fact that we were watching her because she kept looking out the window to see if we were watching her.
Oh, are you sure she wasn't just going, "Who are those guys?"
No, she was happy.
Who are those guys parked out in front of this building?
She was memorizing your description for when she called the police later.
It has Homeland Security offices in it, and they're driving a storage van.
Mm-hmm. All right, I've got some fitness questions for you guys.
Fitness questions from Andrea Metcalf, the author of Naked Fitness, a 28-day proven weight loss program for a slimmer, fitter, pain-free body. The questions are...
How many sets of exercise do you need to perform to get your best workout? One set, two sets, or three sets? And it's all about the same amount of reps. So
two sets.
One
three
set.
Three sets. Three.
I'd say at least
one.
Two.
Eight to
one.
10 to 12 reps, depending on the weight, and it needs to be repeated three times.
Well, actually, if you're a beginner, you only need to do one set because the amount of strength increase from one to three is negligible. However, if you're a seasoned athlete like yourself, Doug, three sets would be the optimal.
Right. What are you laughing at?
With a beautiful body like yours, Doug.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's just funny, a seasoned athlete like yourself.
Why is it funny? I am. I'm a seasoned, trained. I'm not an athlete necessarily, but I have
right,
a trained body.
Next.
Yeah, go ahead. Next question.
Strength training in water can provide the same results as strength training on land, true or false?
Better results.
Better results. False.
It's actually false.
Keep
changing
your
answer. Strength training on land provides better results because we have what's called gravity.
Really?
The negative or eccentric contraction. In water, you can only have a concentric or shortening of the muscle because when you go to extend, you use the opposing muscle group. So if you're going to try and build muscle, the pool is not the place.
Hmm.
Okay.
Hmm.
What is it the place for?
It's for non-weight-bearing activity and gentle circulation.
Gentle circulation.
Yes.
All right. All right. What's your next question? We have time for one more question.
Oh, all right. Well, if there's just time for one more. Which burns more calories, running a mile or walking a mile?
I'm sure it's a trick question, but I would say running. But I'm sure it's a trick question.
It is. Believe it or not, you'll burn the same amount of calories whether you walk or run a mile. It just takes different amount of time. And there'll be less impact on the body if you're walking, so walking can be better.
Running's really bad for you, right?
I'm just saying that if you're not strong enough to resist the impact on the joints, which most people aren't for extended periods, then at some point you will do better with walking.
All right. Your first clue, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is when the host says, Andrea Metcalf, it sounds like the conversation has ended, you don't jump in with another question. Roberta, but thanks for the help. Anyway, Andrea Metcalf is the author. This is what I have to work with every day, Andrea. Naked Fitness, and actually you can go to nakedfitness.com and learn a lot about Andrea and how to keep yourself in shape. 20 past the hour on Good Day.
I think I've heard it all.
Rhonda Collins, TurboTax CPA.
I've been doing taxes for 25 years, and I've answered a lot of tax questions. I still do, right here at TurboTax. Say you're using TurboTax and you have a tax question. You can call or chat online with a CPA, enrolled agent, or tax attorney to get the answers you need. And the best part is, it's free.
File today at TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Rich Dentovite.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Last night on The Voice, more, I guess elimination would be the way of describing this, right, Richie? They eliminated
the battle rounds.
Yeah. The battle rounds, okay. So the two members of one team sing together, and then the manager of the team, in this case CeeLo, picks the winner. James Masson, is that how you pronounce his name?
Close enough.
And Wade open up against each other with the True Colors. All right, Richie.
See your true colors shining through. Yeah, I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid.
Good. Yeah, not bad. CeeLo picked James against Wade. James is the winner of this contest. All right, up next, Nicole Gallion and Sharon Mathai face off against each other as Adam's team performs.
A love song.
Yeah, this is love song. Good, Richie.
Head underwater, and they tell me to breathe easy.
I like her voice.
Yeah.
The breathing is harder, even I know that.
So how do we tell which one is which?
This one's the one that's trying to sound like everybody.
Yeah, but is this Sharon or is this Nicole?
I don't know.
Because Sharon won. So I'm figuring it's the first singer that's Sharon here. It's this one
probably
here. Right? Yeah, this is much better. So here's now as we move on. Moses Stone and The Line singing The Rolling Stones. Let's get this from the beginning, Richie.
Everybody.
Yeah. Cool, kinda.
He's working to get that.
Respect Nick a little more, huh?
Yeah, right. But this kid, Moses, won. This is a Christina.
He did?
Yeah.
Over the two? Wow.
Yeah, he won the round. I know, it's hard for us, but I mean, you could tell who The Line was here and who Moses Stone was listening to the singing.
The couple, the country duo.
Yeah. Orlando Napier next, Richie, with Carla Davis facing off singing Easy.
I know it sounds funny, but I just
another Adam team.
Oh, no, Ben, I'm leaving you tomorrow.
I'm special.
Nice voice.
So,
yeah. No, he's a nice voice, yeah.
It seems to me, girl, dump out all I can, yeah. Well, I beg, I stole, and I borrow. Oh, yeah.
He did didn't win. She did. Adam picked Carla in this round. All right, let's see. We can get one more of these in, Richie. Jordan, is it Rajer? How do you pronounce this?
Yeah, I think so.
And Naya Keita, K-E-T-E. Sing I'm Yours.
A little Jason Mraz here.
Yeah. Blake team.
Listen to the music of the moment. People dance and sing. We're just one big family. And it's our God-forsaken right to be loved, 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 loved. So I won't hesitate.
Naya won this round. Blake, that's what we heard from, what, two of Adam's people and one of Christina's and CeeLo's and one of...
Yeah, so they mostly have it all their teams down to their six finalists. Yeah. Okay.
Coming up, my favorite congressman here on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
But my breath fogged up at last, so I drew on...
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-620-7476, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial at Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-620-7476. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial at Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Visit GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-620-7476. That's 1-800-620-7476.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance? Sit down on the porch with me.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with wisefoodstorage.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
After the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn. Yesterday I was people are saying these broadcasts saying, we're at the Supreme Court building. No, they aren't. The radio guys are across the street and the TV guys are standing around looking for whoever they can get that will make it look like the last odd man out is there on either side. I appreciated being there because I got some good stories, Richie, from a lot of people who have a lot at stake here. We learned a lot from people who've been through it. And the issue itself, those of you who are following this, and maybe some of you are not, the Supreme Court yesterday started the first of 3 days hearing arguments on various parts, bits and pieces, if you will, of the health care law and whether it's applicable, who's going to pay for it. It's the same stuff that's been debated sort of in the public forum, but now there are some more obviously intuitive ears listening. Hopefully the Supreme Court justices have intuitive ears. And so they listen and they'll decide whether or not this whole thing, or at least pieces of it, are constitutional. Joining us now, I have said this for years, and it isn't necessarily just about issues. It's about demeanor. I find Dennis Kucinich to be one of the kinder, gentler folks when it comes to what goes on in Washington. And he's not my congressman. He never represented me. We've actually only seen each other probably two or three times, I think, Dennis, over the course of the years that you, from the boy mayor to being in Congress. And one of the things, it wasn't even that recent. I think one of the first times you and I ever chatted, I was so impressed. You sent me a thank you note. I have never had a person. Now, this is in a day when I spend a lot more time talking about politics because the program doesn't really focus much on politics now. But I have always appreciated your thinking, your demeanor. It doesn't mean everybody has to agree. It just means that you have performed well in your job, and as thanks for that, you're not going to be in Congress anymore. And I know that that's something a lot of people have talked to you about. Marcy Kaptur, who is a lady that I think you've been friends with. So that must have been tough. Just spend a second talking about when you ran in the primary, you didn't win. You've been in Congress for, 20 years? How long have you been in Congress?
I've been in Congress for 8 terms. I want to thank you for this chance to be on and to tell you that the overriding factor in the election was redistricting.
Yeah, I knew that was the case. You had been redistricted and this sort of gerrymandering. Was that done? Just a second on how redistricting takes place. That's a state function, not a federal function, right? So when
that's correct. The Ohio legislature, which went Republican in 2010, had the pen, and there were two different passes at redistricting in the state of Ohio when it came to my district. The first one was favorable. The second one was unfavorable. The unfavorable map came out about less than 90 days, and it made it very tough to win re-election in a redistricted area where my district that I'm representing now was cut in about four pieces. Mm-hmm. But, I accept the fact that I lost the election. My commitments are constant. They don't change whether I have a certificate of election or not. And that's why I'm particularly grateful to be on your show this morning with the Supreme Court holding a momentous session over whether or not the American people are going to have access to health care.
You were the last guy to vote on this, were you not? I mean, when it came up in the House, yours was the last vote cast. Is that right?
You're correct in saying that I was a pivotal vote, and that is that I was the last person standing and holding out for a public option.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, from the time I came into Congress, I've been advocating a single-payer, not-for-profit health care bill.
Didn't you do something with him a couple of years ago?
Yes, it was 8 years ago. John Conyers and I introduced a bill, H.R. 676. We actually co-authored it, didn't just, sign on. We co-wrote the bill. And this bill would dramatically change health care in America, so we'd be like every other industrial democracy where people would not only have access to health care, but it would be a not-for-profit system, Medicare for all. And this, I think, regardless of what happens in the Supreme Court, we are headed towards that kind of a system inevitably in America because the insurance companies cannot continue to strip people of their hopes and dreams for decent health care. Insurance companies make money not providing health care, and their profits are being driven up in the interim period before implementation of the Health Care Act. And we have to recognize that a for-profit system has such limitations that it's inevitable people are going to be left out at great cost to themselves and their families.
There are tons of issues here. We're talking to Congressman Dennis Kucinich. By the way, I met your wife. Did she tell you the last time?
She told me that she talked to you. She is terrific.
Oh, my God. How did you? I was talking to her, and I thought to myself, wait a minute, how did this happen? She told me, by the way, that she loved you the moment. This is the most romantic thing. All the women on the program with me, Roberta and Jennifer, we were talking. When she said that the first moment she saw you, she loved you, and apparently it was mutual.
Of course.
Yeah, it was. It's just so romantic. That was the coolest thing.
Well, I would have never, if it hadn't happened to me, I would have not believed in love at first sight.
Yep.
But it happened, and I can tell you, it's real.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth and I are very fortunate, and we're very happy, and, love is grand.
Yeah, I can hear that smile in your voice, too. There's a smile in your face.
You're right.
Yeah, listen, that's the human side of stuff.
Right.
And a lot of those grumpy old guys that you work with there are probably very jealous of you and what a neat pair you.
It's really funny you said that, because when I got back from Congress yesterday, I was talking to Elizabeth, and I was saying, there's a lot of grumpy people around here.
There are. It's just a kind of grumpy old men's club, and it needs a little refreshment. Your wife ought to run. This is what I don't know what happens. Marcy Kaptur is a lovely lady, and she's no spring chicken, however, so however long she hangs around. What is the guy? Let's just digress for a second, because I want to talk about you for a minute. Dennis Kucinich, Democratic congressman from the northeast part of Ohio. I was mayor of Cleveland when you were, 23 or something? How old
were
you?
I was elected when I was about 30. I took office when I was 31.
I thought you were younger than that for some reason.
Well, it was portrayed that way.
Right, the boy mayor. I was always, that was the headline.
It was portrayed that I was in a high chair, actually.
Right.
So,
in this circumstance, this woman, Marcy Kaptur, is a very good friend of yours.
Well,
so how do you run against her and, at the end stay friends?
Well, it was a very difficult campaign because it included push polling, swift voting.
Really?
Yeah, distortions. It wasn't fun.
Yeah.
And, I've put it behind me, but I can just tell you that it.
But were those her tactics or pack tactics, and how?
Yeah, I don't want to get into it. Right. It was like it's a lovely day out here, and
it wasn't what you thought it would be. Okay, yeah. So I got it. All right. So now, do you try again? In the meantime, there are certainly plenty of people in Washington that would love to have you work for them.
The election was 3 weeks ago today.
Yeah.
And I jumped right back to work. The next day I was here in Washington working on healthcare issues, on peace, trying to stop the war in Afghanistan, trying to stop a new war in Iran,
yeah.
Trying to get America back to work. And so I've been focused on that more than I've been focused on what I'm going to do when I'm no longer here on January 3rd.
That's why I like you, because you and I mean, I don't know that I always, all of these nuances, the health care bill may or may not be understood by everybody. I may not understand it, maybe don't like it, yada, yada. But when it comes to things, matters of conscience, you've always been what people would call a maverick. I don't think that's an appropriate title or handle for you. I think what's appropriate is that you think for yourself and have managed to work through the system that doesn't like people who think for themselves and express themselves. And in the case of these wars, I think that's one of the reasons that I signed on early with you. Just it's sickening to see the amount of money that we spend, and applying kind of the thinking to the healthcare bill. All right, people say, who's going to pay for it? Well, we have this budget. We're spending more money than we've got. We waste hundreds of billions of dollars over the Defense Department. You saw the GAO.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
The GAO suggestion that if we spent $460 billion and eliminated waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the Defense Department, you'd get exactly the same thing you have now.
Right.
And who's yelling about that but you?
Well, I will tell you that you put your finger on what I think is the central problem of our time, and that is the willingness of our government to pile on endless amounts of money for war.
Yeah.
And we right now have a condition where 69% of the American people, in a poll that was announced today, opposed the war in Afghanistan. We will have spent in Iraq over $5 trillion by the time all the bills come in. What I'm here in Washington to do, Doug, is to challenge the central tenet of war being inevitable. War is not inevitable. Peace is inevitable. If we're willing to use what Franklin Roosevelt called the science of human relations, the guiding impulse, the organizing impulse of our time is human unity, that we're all one, that the world is interconnected, it's interdependent. You look at our transportation systems, our communication systems, the internet. I mean, we exist technologically as one world. Then why in the world cannot we exist as one people, notwithstanding the fact that there are racial, ethnic, national differences? Why can't we exist on one and reject war as a means of diplomacy? We must find another way to be able to settle our differences without violence. That's why I introduced a bill calling for a Department of Peace, not just some airy-fairy notion of peace as an abstraction, but to actually set up a structure in our society where we deal with domestic violence, spousal abuse, child abuse, violence in the schools, gang violence, gun violence, racial violence, because we know that violence in the microcosm inevitably becomes that macrocosmic violence which causes our society to disintegrate.
And then you have these movies like The Hunger Games, the book, and then the adaptation of that book into a movie that has kids killing other kids, and in the theaters, these teenage kids that have gone to the movie are yelling and clapping for when one kid kills another one? I mean,
in another generation, it was called Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, it is. You're right. You're right.
And so, but this impulse towards destruction has infiltrated our society at so many levels. I mean, look, I'm a football fan, but I think in sports, you have to play fair. And when a coach tells a player to go out and hurt somebody in order to win, that seems to be what goes on in our society. Hurt people.
Yep.
We can't do that and maintain a society that has the capacity of being able to evolve in a felicitous way. And so I think the world is a place that is beautiful, but we have to work to help it evolve to a place where love, not hate, triumphs. And that's something that is a daily matter here. And it means we challenge wars that are unjust. It means that we challenge the violence in our society. It means that we change our priorities as a nation, where health care is considered a basic human right, and where education's a right, and housing's a right, and jobs are available.
So why can't we see that? Well, it's in our best interest, and we know this psychologically, we know it emotionally, we know it spiritually, that it is not in our, it is not our best nature put forward. It isn't, there's nothing good about fighting. But yet it seems to be, look at these violent video games. I mean, it's all around our society, and there are a few voices that say, all right, hold on, wait a minute, stop. This makes no sense. This is madness. Well, and yet we don't carry the day.
Well, you've described it well, Doug, and I will tell you that we're taught violence. We can teach nonviolence. Yeah. I mean, that has been, you know, that was the hope of Christ, of Gandhi, of Dr. King, of Dorothy Day and others who have believed that it is possible to demonstrate ways of dealing with conflict that don't involve hurting another person. And we're in a society where we are increasingly being seduced into believing that violence is an acceptable part of our life. It shouldn't be.
This guy Zimmerman, who shot this other kid in Florida, I mean, that whole thing, we may not know all of the facts, but it doesn't make any difference. Why is this guy carrying a gun? Why is there so much, it would be the three or four episodes a couple of weeks ago where one child after another picks up a gun in a car and somehow either shoots somebody else in the car. This is a 3-, 4-, 5-year-old kid, or they pick up the gun and they shoot themselves. What are they doing?
Well, once you have a gun and you're in a conflict, the chances are you might use it. And I think that if life has a great value, then we're reluctant to think in terms of instrumentalities which can end life.
Yeah.
And so this situation with the Trayvon Martin case points out not only the omnipresence of violence in our society, but the fact that we really haven't resolved some of the deeper questions of division in our society along lines of race.
Right.
And I think, again, the whole idea of a Department of Peace is that we have a very scientific and at the same time practical inquiry into how we set up programs that we can resolve the differences we have with each other. I mean, this is we should approach human relations as a science, not just as a hit and miss haphazard thing that revolves around occasional social interaction.
The science of man, the science of mind. All right, we have 60 seconds. Back to today's argument. The Supreme Court hears what today in this 3-day event?
Well, so today the Supreme Court is going to deal with the individual mandate. And frankly, the question is going to be whether or not Congress has the power to regulate insurance companies. Some see the mandate issue as being, well, you're forcing us to do something. Well, the other, my belief is that Congress does have the authority to tell the insurance companies the circumstances under which they do business. States have that authority. The federal government certainly should have that authority.
Mm. Well, let's see where it shakes out. Dennis, always a pleasure to talk to you. Best of luck to you and your wife, Elizabeth, and I hope we get to chat again soon.
Doug, thank you. And anyone want any information, please go to Kucinich.us. Thank you, Doug, for the honor of being on your show.
My pleasure. Certainly. 10 before the hour, and good day.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Alley, Richie. This song by Maureen McGovern came from Chuckers' favorite movie. The Poseidon Adventure won the Oscar for Best Song. No, I was going to say Best Picture, but Best Song during the Oscars 1973. So Maureen McGovern gets the nod. And Chucker likes hearing about the Poseidon Adventure. And so that's a good way for us to get started. It's movie music in movie moments. Chuck Curry back in a moment with today's movie news and also a contest. Matter of fact, I don't know. Do we want to do this?
I don't know what it is, so I say yes.
Things. Well, there's two different things that are on my mind here about whether we do this or not. I think it's worth an attempt just to see. Sometimes we, like yesterday, I figured everybody would get that, and nobody did. So it's, just kind of like the luck of the draw. It's kind of like winning the Powerball jackpot.
But it's always fun to play anyway.
Right. All right. So let's play. Here we go. First clue from the movie, which stars this guy who we will engage because he's 70 years old today. I spent time with him in Santa Monica in an oxygen tent. So it's the only time I ever met the guy.
Oh, but that's a give me.
Yeah.
Right. I got it. Right out. All right. Here's the first. Here's the first audio clue.
Death is no sanctuary.
It's a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, actually, to be specific about it. 800-510-8255. The guy from Andy Summers was on one side of me, and Michael York was on the other side of me. Remember that day, Richie? And we both in our skivvies. We just had nightgowns on, and we're talking about all kinds of interesting things. Not this movie, though. Here's the next clip.
I've never killed anyone in my life. Simon Terminate Runners.
800.
Okay.
You got it now.
Yeah.
You got it, Chucker?
Oops. Yeah, probably help if I do this. Chuck, you got it?
I do have it.
800-510-8255. For those who get it, give us a shot. If you are the person who's got the right answer and had never won a Movie Moments before, you get a Swell Doug Steffen prize. Last clue.
Don't go in there! You don't have to die! Well, no one has to die at 30!
All right. 800-510-8255. Get on the bandwagon. Chucker has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no, I'm silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
They got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
All right, Chucker, where are we in terms of news? The Hunger Games is still horrible. I haven't changed my opinion about that. What else is there?
I think you're overreacting to...
I don't think I'm overreacting at all. When kids cheer in the theater after watching other kids kill each other, sorry, no sale. Keep going.
Okay. Actor Channing Tatum, who starred in two hits, The Vow and 21 Jump Street, and actress Mila Kunis, Black Swan, and Friends with Benefits fame, offered the lead role in the Wachowski brothers. Those guys did The Matrix. Newest film is called Jupiter Ascending, a big-budget science fiction adventure film with a top-secret script, although some who in the know say it will be very similar in tone to The Matrix films. One other bit of news, Paramount pitches possible reboot of its Jack Ryan franchise, hitting a snag with director Jack Bender, who did a lot of episodes of the TV show Lost, walking away from the project. It's just taking too long to materialize. Reportedly, the studio wants to cut the budget and nervous about having a new Jack Ryan film.
Who's the new Jack Ryan?
Chris Pine, who plays Captain Kirk in the new Star Trek.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Decent choice.
Yeah, yeah. Lenore in Lake Havasu, what's the name of that movie?
Logan's Run.
Yes, ma'am. You're very excited about being here, I can tell. Hold on just a second. Right. Michael York is 70 today. That's why we had him in the focus. Stand by. 59 after on Good Day.
Introducing.